Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
In 35 early year settings in Wexford, lullabies from around the world are nurturing inclusion and celebrating multilingualism. Leading this enriching initiative is Milica Atanakovic, and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Milica. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
We were practicing how I pronounce your name.
We were.
Did I get it right, Milica? Did I? Close?
Close.
All right. Tell me.
We'll take it, Alan.
Will we take it? Okay, right. So, can you talk to me a little bit about Lullabies of the World and the initiative then? What is this?
Oh, I'd love to. So, as you were saying, Alan, 35 earlier settings, educating and caring for babies and young children, age from birth to 2 years in Wexford, they received the gift of an illustrated children's book of lullabies that is in a variety of languages from all around the world. And it's a project called Owlet. And it is led by Early Childhood Ireland, but it's also delivered in collaboration with Mother Tongues. And we're also really grateful that we were supported by the RTÉ Toy Show Appeal in association with the Community Foundation of Ireland to be able, I suppose, to develop this project and to bring these beautiful lullabies into settings all across Ireland. So just to explain, I suppose, a little bit, it's a trio of materials. So we have a board book, which is a hard book that children and educators can engage with. And we then have a beautiful playlist of 10 lullabies that is available on Early Childhood Ireland's website. So it's open and available to the public. And it's lullabies that represent languages of Irish. We have Setswana, Hindi, Romanian, Creole, Polish, Latvian, Lithuanian, Brazilian Portuguese, and Spanish. And this project really aims to support babies and young children to not only practice language, but really to develop a positive sense of identity. And, you know, I suppose for us, it was really about contributing to what is a really multicultural society that we now have, Alan, here in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, we all have memories, I'm sure, of our mothers and our grandmothers singing lullabies to our siblings. We possibly don't remember them ourselves because we were too young, but it's a wonderful memory to have, isn't it? And there's some beautiful lullabies out there. I'm not going to ask you to hum one for me, or I'm not going to try and hum one for you, but, I mean, just talk to me about the power of the lullaby, please.
And just speaking to that point you made there, the lullabies were actually recorded over 2 days. We recorded them in Red Rua, in the Red Rua Centre in Dublin. But the 10 singers, they were professional singers, and they actually spoke how these songs were sung to them as children and how they're really continuing that tradition. But lullabies, I suppose, as a method, they really are something that are so soothing for not only the individual that is in receipt of hearing the lullaby, but actually for the individual that is singing. And they really respond to children's needs, and they're a really beautiful moment of connection. So particularly for that age cohort, I mean, everyone can get great value out of listening to the lullaby, but particularly for very young children, they can be really, really powerful, particularly soothing, but also, you know, really connect them with that caregiver that is looking after them and supporting their learning and care needs.
Can you share with us even one example of feedback from parents and caregivers as to how this has been so effective, please?
Look, I have to say, Alan, we've been a little bit bowled over by the amount of support that we've gotten for this project, not only from parents, from educators, but, you know, even just the wider community. We have libraries that have been on to us sort of asking if they could get a copy of the book. And I think everyone is really recognising that sometimes, you know, that age cohort, the under twos, you know, perhaps don't get the attention that they need in regards to research. resources and that focus. And, you know, I think that they are really seeing how valuable it is to have such a resource available to them. Yeah. And again, in just supporting children to feel their sense of identity and belonging, not only in their setting, and then equally, you know, families, the feedback has been really welcome that they can also listen to the playlist at home. They can share it with their, you know, with their babies and young children. And we're hoping, you know, in time, if we were to receive further funding, that we may be able to build on this project into the future.
Most importantly, as we round off, I've enjoyed the chat. We haven't managed to hum a lullaby between the two of us. Shame on us. But how can people access this? I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who would really love to benefit from this.
Well, they can. Anyone can go on to Early Childhood Ireland's website. The playlist, if they go into onto Early Childhood Ireland's website, they can go straight on under learning. We have Owlet Lullabies of the World. They just click on that and they can go straight in and access the lullabies and listen to those, Alan. So I'd really encourage all your listeners to do that and to be really soothed today in whatever they might be doing.
All right. I'm sure there'll be many a lullaby sung this evening to soothe the child to sleep. And it'll be all thanks to you today, Melissa. Thank you so much for taking our call. Good
Thanks
morning to you.
Thanks for having me, Alan. Take care.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.